Extra, extra. Hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
And we do welcome into the show this morning the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, Mr. Ed Longwa. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, David.
Great to talk to you today, and just when we think we may be heading to springtime, boom, here comes the cold weather again. It's still February.
Time to get the long johns back out, I guess.
I guess so. That is true. Hey, before we get started on today's topic, I wanted to follow up with you on our conversation from a couple of weeks ago on Catholic adventures, and you emailed me an awesome photo from Father Corwin Lowe on top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
This is right, Father Corwin Lowe, the top priest over at Holy Rosary Parish and mountaineer, made it to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, almost 20,000 feet. This was on February 15th, and he sent us a photo of him all vested up with an altar with a big glacier right behind him, smiling. He looked a little peaked, but he looked happy too. Everything went well for this long hike. He was a chaplain for a crew that climbed Africa's tallest mountain and one of the tallest mountains in the whole globe.
Oh, it's an incredible photograph, beautiful photograph, because it's blue sky. But then in the background, there's this beautiful white glacier.
And then his beautiful vestments,
yeah,
and an altar. And I think they had, I hope he didn't carry all that stuff up himself, but there was an altar and a table and vestments and a metal chalice. He really did it right. He didn't skimp on bringing good things to celebrate the Eucharist at that elevation.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Again, thanks for sending me that. And again, we were talking about Catholic adventures, and he is one. So are you going to have anything in the paper coming up on that?
Yeah, readers will be able to see that photograph and the little summary of his trip.
Nice, wonderful. We'll look forward to it. Well, what I wanted to talk to you about today is, I don't know how many folks out there really know about the Oregon Catholic Press. I mean, they'll pick up maybe a missal in the pew and see the name there. But what a history, and really what a gem it is in our Catholic community, and really worldwide when you think about it. But OCP is celebrating 100 years. Amazing when you think about that, a century of Oregon Catholic Press right here in the Portland area. And obviously, you know Oregon Catholic Press well. Ed, give us a little history.
Yes, David. Oregon Catholic Press is one of those well-kept secrets about Oregon Catholicism. Just we need to declare right now that Oregon Catholic Press is owner and publisher of the Catholic Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for Oregon Catholic Press. But it's so deeply rooted in Oregon Catholicism, I don't think people realize that it got its beginning in 1922 after the vote that would force children to go to public schools, essentially closing down Catholic schools. And so Archbishop Alexander Christie and a group of priests formed an association called the Catholic Truth Society of Oregon to fight against bias against Catholicism, to help teach the wider public what the Catholicism was really about, what the church is really about, to dispel stereotypes. They printed pamphlets. Priests went to give lectures at public high schools like Lincoln High School and Roosevelt High School, Civic Auditorium.
Yeah.
This was all happening in the 1920s. And then they began publishing pamphlets about the rosary, about the truths of the Catholicism. And in 1928, this society bought the Catholic Sentinel. And it was a good partnership because the Sentinel needed some money and the Catholic Truth Society needed some printing presses to disseminate their things more widely. So it was a very good partnership indeed. And even in 1927, the Catholic Truth Society bought a truck that could drive around to little towns where the priests could give lectures about Catholicism and say Mass for local Catholics.
Wow.
So this kept growing. They began printing they would print lists of books at the library that were proper for Catholics to read. And then something key happened in 1934, David, that to try to make a little money to support the Sentinel, the Truth Society started to publish something called the Sunday Missal.
Mm-hmm.
This was to kind of unveil the mystery of the Latin Mass to let the wider public, and especially Catholics, know what those words were. So you would have the words in English, and you could read that as the priest presided in Latin. So that's how the Catholic Truth Society got going on liturgy. And then gradually over time, they added music and prayers. And until when Vatican II came, they started adding even more music. And then they realized the Vatican II called for this kind of deep participation in the liturgy, for getting the signs of the times in the modern world. And this is where contemporary music began to work its way into Oregon Catholic Press's offerings, which is one of the things that OCP is known for. But we always hasten to add that OCP continues to publish chant, continues to publish hymnody and polyphony. Whatever the church needs, OCP has responded to it and tried to fulfill those needs, David.
Speaking with Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, 100-year anniversary of Oregon Catholic Press, OCP. And what I like, Ed, here too, is that while Oregon Catholic Press kind of started locally, it's really, I mean, particularly nationwide.
Yeah, almost any church you go to in the United States, there's a good chance you'll pick up either Breaking Bread in there or Glory and Praise is a hymnal that Oregon Catholic Press runs. It's made famous by the St. Louis Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Missal, Music Issue. I ran into Music Issue myself, David, when I was a student at Notre Dame.
No kidding.
This was in the late 80s, and we were playing other music and a graduate student in theology, and one of my friends ran into the room waving around an Oregon Catholic Press book called Music Issue, and he said, "You've got to see this."
Oh, wow.
And the music was fresh, deep, theologically sound, and we just loved it. I recall walking to class singing Oregon Catholic Press music. We were real music nerds there, David.
That's great.
At Notre Dame. But what was happening was our faith was coming into the world through music. We were encountering the world through this music. I'll never forget that time. And I've been grateful to Oregon Catholic Press ever since.
Well, and one day while you were walking there in Notre Dame, you said to yourself, you know, someday I'll be working for that company.
Yeah, who knows? Who knew?
That's right.
They've kept pace with the times. You know, now it used to be books, and now Oregon Catholic Press is offering some music digitally. You know, choirs can get digital versions of what they sing. And at some point, David, I think we're all going to be standing in pews, maybe with church-provided tablets.
Yeah.
Hopefully not linked to the internet, to sing songs from electronic versions. OCP sees that in the future.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing about OCP, too, it's not just English. They cover a diverse language.
Yes, David. It was 1989 when the OCP began publishing Flori Canto, which is the most widely used Spanish language Catholic hymnal in the United States. And then right around the turn of the millennium, OCP realized the large Vietnamese Catholic community and published a Vietnamese Catholic hymnal that is still going too. And who knows, there have been some trips to Africa, and there might be other language groups that OCP will seek to serve. And I hasten to add, OCP is a nonprofit company. So turns all anything that it gets turns back into serving the people.
Right. And they also have a charitable arm where they help support different organizations.
Absolutely. Parishes can apply for grants. If there's a hurricane or a tornado, OCP often replaces books. And then our own Archdiocese of Portland gets an annual grant from OCP.
Mm-hmm. And I love it, too. You talked about the music component. One of your stories, Sarah Hart, who we play right here on Mater Dei Radio.
Yes, we wanted to choose a kind of a typical OCP composer, someone who has some deep theological text, but also mixes it with a tune you can remember. As your listeners know, her songs can really stick with you and stay with you through the day.
Yeah, got a beautiful voice. Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. Some great stories, great photographs, the history of Oregon Catholic Press. 100 years. Pretty amazing. Ed, thanks for those great stories. Always appreciate looking back at the history of our church.
My pleasure, David.
Have a great weekend.
You too.